Millions of Americans spend a part of their day exchanging instant messages with friends over the internet. The latest development? Video instant messaging. NPR's Ari Shapiro found that some users are already finding, well, let's just say creative uses for the medium, but they may be unaware of the privacy risks.
In a suburb of Washington, D.C., a 24-year-old we'll call Brian is sitting in front of his computer.
Well, this guy here is Gabriel, 26, and he's from the Netherlands. Here is a boy, 23, at the world. He doesn't actually say where he is. Here's Kurt at Michigan.
Brian's on a website called icuii.com or icu2.com, where subscribers send images of themselves back and forth. Each time Brian sends a message, a mini camera sitting on his desk includes a snapshot of him along with the text. Brian's friends might not recognize him from the pictures. They're only from the neck down, and he's not wearing any clothes.
And then the last question that I asked Jace was to show me something, so he did. And he just flashed, like, a very interesting picture. I guess it's aiming down or something.
Brian can also record a short video to send with his messages.
The college boy is asking, did I like the video? Say, yeah, it was hot. Slow, but still hot.
Video instant messaging is just starting to blossom, but in a few years, text IMs have already established deep roots in the world of online communications. AOL says that 60 million people are active monthly users of its instant messenger program. They send billions of messages to each other over the internet, and video is where it's going next. Yahoo and Microsoft are the two biggest players in video IMs. Their programs are Yahoo Messenger and MSN Messenger. The companies promote video IM as a way for business people to video conference or for families and friends to connect across long distances. They don't emphasize the function that Brian and thousands of others have found. Jonathan Coopersmith, history professor at Texas A&M University, says that doesn't surprise him at all.
Every communications technology, from the book to photography to movies, has found a strong and often hidden market in pornography. But it's still an embarrassment. Most companies don't like to be known that they're making any money from pornography.
Coopersmith is the author of a paper called Pornography, Videotape, and the Internet. He notes that this is merely the latest communications technology whose early fans use it for sex. They're willing to put up with longer wait times and software glitches that might alienate other users. And by the time those problems get sorted out, he says, the rest of the world catches up. And he says people who use technology for sex play an important role in the evolution of that technology.
Online, what you're finding is because a lot of these sex sites have had to face issues that the rest of the commercial world has to confront later, like how do you provide secure payment? How do you guard against copyright infringement? How do you handle these various problems? And in that sense, the porn industry has actually made it easier for the rest of web-based sites to benefit from their expertise.
So people like Brian illuminate problems that other users might otherwise have to face later, like security, for instance. Information being sent over the web isn't necessarily private. A character in the movie American Pie finds that out when a video of his first sexual experience is accidentally beamed out to his entire high school class.
God, this is too much.
Oh, you see, oh, there that goes.
Whoa.
Oh, geez. God bless the internet.
Art Mannion is an internet security analyst at the CERT Coordination Center. He says regardless of what people are using video IMs for, they should know that their conversations aren't necessarily private.
Unless the video instant messaging software uses encryption, an eavesdropper could see the traffic going by and may be able to recreate the audio or video data that was going by. So if you're discussing trade secrets over the internet, that's certainly a risk.
And Brian has to worry that others could be spying on his private conversations. Mannion also says Brian's video doesn't disappear once he's sent it.
In text-based instant messaging, it's fairly easy to click some menu item and save a log file of what happened, or simply to copy and paste out of the messaging screen text that appears there.
So Brian's racy video could be passed along to a third party and then ricocheted across the internet, turning up in an embarrassing venue. As video IM continues to grow, privacy will be a concern for both users and the companies that are putting a large stake in this new technology. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.